Mayor Fox this week asked the Charlotte-Mecklenburg Police Department for details about where it gets its firearms and bullets. The lobby against new gun laws is, quote, pretty effective in Washington, says Fox.
And maybe we should start looking at where the dollars move and at least understand what implicit role we're playing in this lobby against some kind of sensible action in response to these incidents.
The industry spends millions on Washington lobbyists each year and contributes millions more to the National Rifle Association, which, among other things, is a leading voice against current proposals to strengthen the background check system for gun buyers and ban assault weapons and high-capacity magazines. To put the spending in perspective, OpenSecrets.org shows gun rights groups spent $4 million lobbying Washington last year. That is 22 times the amount spent by groups lobbying for stricter gun laws. Most of that money came from a group called Mayors Against Illegal Guns, which is running this ad.
Enough.
Enough.
A line has been crossed in Newtown.
Tell the president and Congress
that you demand a plan to reduce gun violence.
The group was founded by New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg and claims some 800 mayors as members. But Charlotte's Mayor Fox is not one of them. Bloomberg's group requires mayors to sign a pledge to support maximum punishment for illegal gun violations, keep military-style weapons off the street, and hold irresponsible gun dealers accountable. Fox says his views generally align with the group.
But I'm trying to be prudent about how I manage this issue.
Fox did sign on to a letter this week from the U.S. Conference of Mayors that urges tougher gun laws, more funding for mental health services, and an effort to reverse the, quote, culture of violence in our nation. For WFAE News, I'm Julie Rose in Charlotte.